Well, like you say, the weather is kind of frightful this morning, but now that the snow has dissipated a little bit, it's not as bad. The thing that we're dealing with is the injuries, as we mentioned, and along with the injuries, illness. We've got some flu-like symptoms going around, and a couple different guys have gotten it. And so it seems like that somebody new gets it every day. And so Javier is working, but he's not working. He's working to get better. Let's put it that way. But he's not going to practice today. Neither will Lilja, Hochstein, and then Moyaki is not going to practice today either. Flowers, Thorpe, and Bellamy. They've got this flu deal, and so they've been sent home to try to see if they can get over it. But back today, we have Jarrell Poe, who was missing yesterday. He's back. He had the flu. Baldwin is back. He's been dealing with the flu. And they'll both be limited today, along with Brandon Albert. You know, he's still doing his back. And Ranglin, working with his knee. Now, both of those guys practiced. And then Copper, he's got that ham, but he practiced yesterday as well. You know, so we'll monitor those guys today to get them through and get them ready for Sunday. But those are the big issues that we're dealing with as far as this team. And then, you know, with the weather, first time snow falls, you know, you get a couple guys who can't handle the snow and don't realize how much traffic there's going to be or how tough it'll be to get in. And so we had a couple of those guys this morning, but they made it safely, thank goodness. And so talked to them about going outside today. They decided that maybe they should go inside. So, so. Hey, if I'd have known that earlier, I would have gone ahead and done that. No, but we're going to go inside today and get that done.
You say Albert practice. You practice limited though yesterday.
Yes.
And what will you do today? It's limited today?
Uh-huh.
Okay. With Ranglin, he was on the seat of not playing in Oakland. How did he get hurt?
He banged his knee, you know, so.
On a plane or in the locker room? Or?
He banged his knee, and so I'm not exactly sure how it occurred. I think he banged it with another player. He hit his knee with another player and irritated it. So he's got a knee. So we have to evaluate it and look at it and have to list him.
Coach, with the rumors yesterday that were out there about how the Chiefs have told you you're not coming back this year, have you talked to anybody at all about your future with the team?
Well, tell me about the rumor now.
What's that?
Tell me the rumor.
Well,
I haven't
it's
heard
circulating
the
out there that you've been told that you're not coming back next year.
All right. Is there anybody in particular who's circulating that rumor?
It was just out there.
So you're just believing rumors? Or?
Well, no. What I'm asking you about the rumor, because it's out there. Several national publications picked up on it and addressed it.
You know, I don't deal with rumors. And if you can put a name to the rumor, then that's something else. But just rumors. Anybody can start a rumor.
Well, but have you talked to them about your future?
No, I have not. I told you my future is week to week. And what I've been concentrating on is this Sunday's game. And so that's all I know about it.
We were talking to Javier yesterday, and I was asking him about the balance of, you know, when he's got an ankle, something that affects his speed. And he said that he, you know, gave it a go in the first half, and it was good enough to play. And then he tweaked it, and then he decided I was just going to be a detriment to the team. And where's the balance there? And you've talked before about the trust factor with players. Are there times where you just say, you're not running well enough to play? I know you want to give it a shot, but where's that balance lie as a coach?
Well, you just have to take a look at the player and see how he's performing, see maybe how bad he's limping, and then what position he's playing. You know, a defensive lineman that's limping has a better chance to survive than a defensive back who's limping. You know, and so you look at it to see how it affects him, you know, and the job that he has to do. And then they know, too. You know, they know what they have to do. And as a defensive back, you have to cover fast receivers. And if you're not at full speed, it's going to be hard to get your job done, particularly if you're playing a lot of man-to-man coverage. Now, if you're playing some zone, you can protect them a little bit that-a-way. But when you're playing man-to-man, you know, if a guy can't run, it's going to be hard for him to perform. So then they know, and like you say, you see the guy limping, and you said, hey, he's not going to be able to do this, so you pull him aside and say, boom, we need to set you down and put someone else in.
How much can you tell about a player with, you know, two games left, not, you know, nothing on the line, but as far as their performance in these type of games?
Well, I think you can still tell something about players because it is football. And, you know, if a guy can play the game, he's going to play the game, and you can tell whether he can play the game or not. You know, so anytime they go out on the field, I think that drive takes over for them. You know, and they're going to perform, and they're going to do what they've been coached to do, been taught to do. And like you say, most of them have been doing it all their lives, you know. And so I don't expect and shouldn't see a drop-off when they go out on the field.
Romeo, a guy like Ricky Stanzi, who I'm assuming has done nothing but maybe some scout team stuff all year in practice, mm-hmm. How can he show you in that role, how can he show you that, hey, he's maybe that he's improved and deserves some playing time? How can he show that to you and the other coaches?
Well, it's hard in that situation because, like you say, you only get show team reps. And on the show team, you have to show that you've improved your fundamentals because the show team is not a real test because you're running off cards and we circle the guy we want him to throw to. So he doesn't have to read the coverage and all of those things. Now, to his credit, he tries to read the coverage and know what coverage that's being played, even though the guy is circled and he's going to throw to that circle guy. But he tries to see what the coverage is and know what the coverage is and know whether he should have gone to the guy who was circled. And many times he'll come back and said, hey, this is a setup. You know, I wouldn't throw to that guy normally, you know. And I said, I appreciate that, Ricky, you know, but we need to see the ball go to this particular spot, you know. And so you could tell a little bit that he's into it mentally by things like that, you know. But getting him on the field becomes more difficult, not only him, but there are many guys who are behind other guys, you know. You take anybody who's behind Tamba Hali, he can show improvement, but his chances of getting on the field are not going to be great, you know, unless there's an injury situation, you know. So that's what you're kind of dealing with.
Well, Tamba. I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl last year. You guys are kind of searching for somebody to help you out at quarterback, and I just wonder whether there was anything Ricky could realistically do in a meeting maybe or somewhere off the field that he could demonstrate to you guys that he's made some strides since the preseason.
Well, he's made strides. And if we deem that we want to give him the chance or give him an opportunity to show what he can do, you know, then we'll dress him and see if there's an opportunity for him to get into the game.
Is it difficult for me? He had a rough preseason, obviously. Is it difficult for you to get that out of your memory, to look past that, if you will?
Well, I think that he's been with us all year, and you know, what happened in the preseason happened, but I know that he's grown as a player, grown in the classroom, you know, since that time. And then it still comes down to whether I decide to give him a chance or not.
As you evaluate him 14 games into the season, has Eric Berry gotten back to where he was before he got hurt?
At times, he looks like he's gotten back, you know. I think that early on, he was still kind of feeling his way a little bit with the injury, and then we put more on his plate, you know, this year than was on his plate his rookie year, and so he had to deal with all those things. But then you look at the game that he played last week, and you feel pretty good about where he is.
He was very active last week, and you know, if anybody watched to the game or the tape, would realize that, you know, these guys haven't quit, and this kid's the best example of it. He was everywhere. Right?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was around the football, all over the field, you know, got his hands on balls. He still plays hard. And And I think that, you know, that's what you got to have. And if you have guys who will continue to do that, what I've found out in this business is if you got a guy like that who plays hard, he's going to pull somebody with him. You know, somebody next to him is going to come along because of the effort that he's giving, you know. And so he just needs to continue to give that kind of effort, you know, these last two games and see how many people we can pull along with him.
Last one, Reed.
Coach, talking to the players in the locker room, they all said starting up for success on defense come Sunday is win up front and contain and stop the run game. Can you kind of expand on what the players said?
Well, that's what we preach, and that's what we believe, is that it starts in the trenches. It's where it starts, and that's up front. And if those guys up front can do the job that they're supposed to do, then it's hard for the opponent to get a running game started. And if they're not able to get a running game started, then their play-action game is not as effective because those guys are not biting, you know, on those play-action passes. And then hopefully you can get them in some of those third and long situations where you limit what the offense can do and they have to go down the field with the ball, which means they got to hold it a little bit longer for the routes to get deep enough to get a first down, which means then that Tamba Hali, you know, and Justin Houston, Poe and those guys rushing, they have a better chance to get to the quarterback, you know. And so that up front, winning up front is critical for the game.
All right.